I went to a couple of different surgeons, just to, one of them in Seattle, and I lived in Chicago for a while and went to Chicago, Illinois, Bone and Joint is what it's called. And they're the folks that work with the NFL and the Bears there. And also in Seattle, I went to a top-rated physician here. And they both said that my shoulder was in really bad shape. In fact, the guy in Chicago said, it looks like you were a professional pitcher for 30 years. So it was pretty torn up.
But that was mostly from swimming?
Yeah, just swimming. And I did have an accident years ago. And, you know, there was some separation on the shoulder as well. That's probably what started it many, many years ago.
And so describe the feeling and how did that limit your physical activity?
It severely limited my activity. I could barely use my shoulder, my right arm anymore. I couldn't swim anymore. I could hardly even run anymore, just because the movement in the shoulder was painful. Sleeping was, if I happened to roll over onto that side in the middle of the night, I'd wake up and I could, you know, barely move my arm. I'd have to pick it up with my other arm to actually get movement back in the arm. So any repetitive motion was just almost impossible.
So you went to the doctor, you got it diagnosed. What were your choices?
Well, I was looking at a shoulder replacement. And at that time, they just said, geez, you're a little young. And if we do it, you can do it, but you'll wear it out in, you know, 10, 12 years.
So how old were you how old were you then?
I was probably in my early 50s or so. Yeah, about 52, 53, somewhere in that range.
And so they said, this is too early for a shoulder replacement.
Right. So I just... I did nothing for a few years, and then I've known Mark Wagner. He's been my physician really for a long time. Mark and I used to train together for doing triathlons back in the late 80s, actually early 90s. So I've known Mark for quite a few years, and then he recommended to do the cell injection, cell treatment, stem cell, I should say. And another friend of ours that we've trained with, he did a procedure as well. So I wanted to see how that worked for him before I did the procedure myself.
Uh-huh. Makes sense. Make somebody else the guinea pig. So
that's right.
Why'd you give it the go ahead?
Well, I was at the point where I had to do something. It was either surgery or tried the stem cell injection. So I did the injection, the results have been pretty darn good. I'm not going to say that it's 100%, but I can do any activity I want to do now. I don't have pain in the shoulder. Every once in a while, if I really do something that's very repetitive for an hour or two, I'll have a little bit of pain, but she's on a scale of 1 to 10, the pain's in the 2 to 3 range, where before it was at the 9 to 10 range. So
that's pretty good. And you were about 2 years ago that you had the procedure done?
Actually, it's been 3 years now.
3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So describe, I always ask patients to give me the sort of the before and after things that you had trouble doing before, but now you can do without a second thought. Any examples?
Sure. Before, I had difficulty doing darn near anything. Riding my bike and getting down into, a tuck position where I was putting weight on my shoulder, I couldn't do that. Even just riding my bike, after a while, my shoulder would hurt. Going for a run, my shoulder would hurt. So any movement in the shoulder, I couldn't lift weights at all. I could not swim at all. So, I mean, I tried swimming so many times. I'd jump in the pool and, you know, get 100 yards in, and I'd have to get out of the pool. So now I can, now afterwards, I can swim. I can run. I can ride my bike. The only thing that I'll say that I do run into a little bit of pain is we did a remodel on our house this last couple of years, and so I did some of the work myself, and doing something repetitive like painting a, you know, the ceiling for a couple hours, I noticed that I'll get a little pain there. But that's really about it.
Well, in my experience, remodeling is about the most painful thing anybody can do. So,
at many levels.
That's exactly right. So, well, I guess you're not going to be able to go back to being a triathlete, but it sounds like things are quite a bit better.
Yes, they are. I'm very pleased with the procedure. I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know if it goes away after a while. I guess that's the unknown. But for now, I'm happy and I can lead a fairly normal life.
And the other question I ask is, this is what's unique about making the decision to do the stem cell procedure is that it's not covered by insurance, whereas your shoulder operation would have been. So why did you decide to do it even with the cost involved?
Well, again, it was from the advice of the surgeons that I saw. They said, geez, you can do this. However, you know, you'll have to redo it by the time you're, you know, in your late 60s. So I said, well, if I'm going to do a shoulder replacement, then I'll wait until I'm in my mid 60s, and hopefully then I won't wear it out until I'm into my 80s. But sure, the investment up front, I believe, you know, it wasn't too painful. It was probably around $6,000 that I, you know, paid out of my own pocket. Now, what I feel is, again, a little crazy, a shoulder replacement would have been close to $100,000, normal expenses on that, versus $6,000. You would think the insurance companies would want to look at other alternatives instead of spending that type of money to do a shoulder replacement and other joint replacements as well.
Yeah. No, I've heard several people say that. And yet it's a consideration because people don't worry about what the actual procedure costs. They worried about what their share of it is going to be. So you would recommend this then?
Highly recommend it. In fact, if I ever need another injection for, another part of my body, if it fails, I would do it. Absolutely.
Very good, Garrett. Well, good luck. I'm glad things have worked out so well for you.
Very good, Dave. Thanks for the call.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.